Hi there, this is Dr. Michael Shulman from AskNoah.org. In this segment, we explore the Hebrew Bible and learn how God gave Noah seven commandments as a covenant for all mankind. These include rejecting idolatry, blasphemy, murder, forbidden relations, stealing, and eating meat taken from a living animal, which teaches us about avoiding cruelty to animals, and we should establish courts of justice to uphold these laws. Let's discuss a common misunderstanding about how one can be forgiven for violating these commandments. In Psalm 51, King David teaches us about repentance with these words to God, "For you do not desire that I bring sacrifices, nor do you wish burnt offerings. The offering to God is a contrite spirit. A contrite and broken heart, God, you will not disregard." This teaches that in response to a person's contrite and broken heart over a sin that was done, God's forgiveness and mercy will cleanse the person's soul. In fact, God's forgiveness for a deliberate sin never depended on bringing a sacrifice, but by the three steps of regret, confession to God, and resolving not to repeat that sin. The so-called sin offering in the Bible really should be translated as an offering for accidental sins, for which a person is not liable to any punishment from God. Surprisingly, this brings us to the rainbow that is a sign of the covenant between God and all mankind. When God told Noah, "I have set my rainbow in the cloud," this implies revelations from a high level that we cannot receive without the veil of a cloud, so to speak. In Psalm 84 it says, "For a sun and a shield is the Lord God." This denotes two aspects of godliness, an unlimited godliness, and also a godliness which is contracted and hidden within the world to give life to the creatures. Just as it is impossible to look at the sun without a covering to shield it, we can receive godly revelations only through the covering of nature. But there is also a negative type of cloud which hides godliness completely. Thus, clouds are also compared to deliberate sins, as it says in Isaiah, "I have erased like a thick cloud your deliberate sins." It is the concealment of godliness in nature that gives us the free choice of sin, so God can reward us when we turn away from evil and do good. Now you can see why the reflection of the seven colors of the rainbow was shown to Noah to correspond to the seven universal commandments for all mankind. Likewise, serving God through repentance corresponds to a reflected spiritual light from mankind below towards God above. Through our repentance, a spiritual rainbow is created that has three primary colors, so to speak, corresponding to God's primary attributes of kindness, judgment, and mercy, which are drawn down when we serve God in these three ways. Through this, the spiritual impurities in our world are erased, as is written in Isaiah, "I erase your sins like a thick cloud." Therefore, God told Noah, "This is a sign of the covenant. My rainbow I have set in the cloud." Through our repentance, a holy cloud is created, which brings us all the blessings, as it says in Deuteronomy, "If you will obey my commandments, I will give you rain for your land at the proper time." God called this His rainbow because this covenant is very close to Him, as Ezekiel says, "As the vision of the rainbow that is in the cloud was the radiance surrounding God upon His throne." This teaches us that we can be united with God through repentance. When Noah, his family, and the animals were saved in the ark, God first remembered them, then He caused the waters to recede, and then He showed Noah the rainbow as a sign of His covenant. Likewise, by our serving God with good deeds and repentance, He will remember us as deserving to finally receive the coming of the Messiah. And now, when many people are returning to God by keeping the seven commandments of Noah, we can anticipate that this will happen very soon. If you would like to learn more about this, please visit our website, asknoah.org.